You're listening to SBS News.
Melburnians will be able to leave their homes whenever they choose to, with a nightly curfew ending, and they'll be allowed to travel freely around the greater Melbourne area. They've just spent another 11 weeks under stay-at-home orders until the vaccination rates reached 70% double dose. Victoria's Deputy Chief Health Officer Ben Cowie says the latest lockdown played a crucial role in ensuring the hospital system wasn't overwhelmed.
This lockdown has bought us time. Time to get the community vaccinated and ready to reopen. We still have significant daily case numbers, but those numbers would be in the tens of thousands, if not for the hard work of all Victorians. We have prevented many thousands of people from ending up in hospital and many hundreds of deaths already. And we are now in a good position to start to reopen.
Victoria recorded 2,232 locally acquired cases and 12 further deaths. Daily case numbers are significantly lower in New South Wales, where 82% of people 16 and over are now fully vaccinated. The state had 372 new cases and one additional death. It was a man in his 50s from southeastern Sydney who'd received a single dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. The New South Wales government has announced spending of $2.8 billion to help stimulate the economy after what it's called a once-in-a-lifetime economic catastrophe. Premier Dominic Perrottet says it's an inclusive package which aims to leave no one behind.
When Delta hit, we hit the phones. Industry groups, non-for-profits, unions, local government, everyone has played a role in putting this plan together. We believe it will work and we believe it will ensure that New South Wales comes out stronger the other side.
The ACT had 28 locally acquired cases. 83.1% of Canberrans aged 12 and over are now fully vaccinated. An unvaccinated rideshare driver is seriously ill in a Gold Coast hospital after contracting COVID-19. The man in his 30s is so unwell that contact tracers have had difficulty getting information from him about his movements. The man is suspected of being infectious since October 9, when he was in Melbourne. He was back in Queensland 2 days later, but didn't go into hotel quarantine and took himself to hospital on Wednesday. The man had been living alone in an apartment complex at Broadbeach. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says people on the Gold Coast should get tested immediately if they develop symptoms, and she's encouraging anyone who's still unvaccinated to get inoculated as soon as possible.
We have 156,000 people on the Gold Coast at the moment, 16 plus and over, who are currently not vaccinated. And we are a little bit concerned about this person that has been infectious in the community. And if you have any symptoms whatsoever, now is the time to get vaccinated.
Chief Health Officer Dr. Janet Young says it's essential that people on the Gold Coast wear masks and use the QR codes to check in.
This is the time to make sure you're wearing masks whenever you're indoors or in a taxi or an Uber rideshare. Very, very important. And then I need you to use the QR check-in. This gentleman hasn't used his since the 18th of September. So it is very hard to work out where he has been in the community. So it's really important, please use the QR check-in wherever you go and wherever you might be in Queensland, because this could happen anywhere in Queensland.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.